I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root artist feature. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Aaron Palovic. Aaron, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Tell me about growing up in Marietta.
I moved there when I was in elementary school. No, actually middle school. My family moved around a lot growing up. So it was actually the first town that I lived in for longer than maybe 3 years. It was pretty typical experience, kind of suburb of Atlanta. I didn't really have really any introduction into Atlanta until I went to school. I went to Georgia State, and that was kind of my first experience of the city.
So as you started your career as an artist, when did you first think about art as a pursuit?
I knew probably from high school that I was interested in actually making things. And when I went to school at Georgia State, I kind of just considered taking classes on the side. I didn't really consider making it a concentration at all. But I really got sucked in pretty quick. And it only took maybe 2 or 3 years to decide that that was the direction that I wanted to go in. So I didn't quite know what I wanted to do with it or where I wanted to take it. Until after I graduated, and then I kind of jumped into the art pool.
In your work, I feel like you're always exploring something. Mm-hmm. So how do you wrap your arms around that exploration? And also, when do you know when you're finished?
That's a good question. I am kind of always exploring. I kind of go wherever my curiosity takes me, really. It can take a lot of different forms. I sometimes will kind of think in terms of 2D, so I'm drawing or painting or, doing some type of documentation, like photography or something. But other times I'm thinking about movement and space. So I think I have a lot of fun exploring subject with different mediums. And I don't know that I ever really know that something is finished. I think I'm kind of happy being in a place where nothing's quite finished. I'm kind of always, maybe every project is like a chapter. So I get to a certain point, okay, that thought is complete. So that leads me to the next thing and then the next and the next. Right? Yeah.
Another aspect of your work that I've noticed is the notion of collaboration. Mm-hmm. And I'm very interested in how you approach when you collaborate, mm-hmm. and also how you collaborate.
Yeah. Yeah. I jumped right into collaboration right after school. I guess up until that point, I thought of myself as very independent, and I was really intimidated by sharing the process with somebody else. But I jumped right into it and fell in love with it immediately. It made my work stronger, and it took it a little bit deeper, a little bit further. And every collaboration is a little different. It feels a little different. I'm really interested in the conversations that kind of surround the work when someone else is involved. So, yeah, that's the direction I hope to kind of keep going in.
And what have you learned about yourself throughout these collaborations?
I think I've learned a lot about my willingness to kind of go with anything that is presented. In my last project working with somebody, the energy was really nice because we were kind of just so open to one another. And it was just kind of one idea after the next. And I think I'm also pretty sensitive to, you know, where my strengths lie and where that, you know, the other person's strengths are. And we kind of were able to kind of share the responsibilities around whatever project.
In doing that, how do you approach your vulnerability as an artist when you're collaborating in terms of letting someone else in or letting someone else have control over this aspect or that sharing element of the collaboration? Mm-hmm. How do you develop your vulnerability in those moments?
Mm-hmm. That's a really big and important word, I think. In all the collaborations that I've had, they've all been performance-based. And I am really interested in vulnerability and kind of giving that up and giving into it and kind of feeling that tension and the push and pull of that. It is hard. It is hard if, you know, you kind of bump into kind of conflicting ideas. But it's definitely worth working through, and you kind of learn about yourself, about that person. And I think that's all kind of brought into the performance itself, which is really nice.
Do you have a different sense of where your boundaries are now mm-hmm. as it relates to that vulnerability and being able to give and give of yourself and also let mm-hmm. someone else in, whatever your perceived boundaries were or, mm-hmm. or are, have you adjusted those, you know?
Yeah, I definitely have. I think I was a little bit more rigid in the beginning, and I'm learning that without giving up, you know, what you know you're looking for in a project, what you're kind of going for. I think that. I'm kind of getting lost in what I'm trying to say here.
It's fine. Yeah.
Because it has been. It's been like this evolution of figuring out those boundaries. And even what I'm capable of as a person and as an artist, with performance in the first place, I'm pushing myself to a crazy extent. I'm incredibly nervous in front of groups of people. And so the fact that I'm even doing it in the first place is a big deal for me. So kind of working with someone along those lines is hard enough.
As a performance artist, how do you recharge or heal or whatever that means to you? How do you re-energize yourself as an artist, creatively, physically, all of those things?
Mm-hmm. Space for me, a lot of space. As a person, I think I need a lot of time on my own, and with any project, even before, during, and after, I think I need that recharge. And I think the best thing for me personally has always been kind of getting outside and feeling that space and the openness.
How does that translate into your visual artwork?
Well, I recently have been thinking a lot about the works that I do on paper as almost like a memory of these certain ideas that I'm thinking about with performance-based work. So when I'm working on, you know, like a 2D surface, I'm playing a lot with gesture, and I'm really interested in working with different kind of basic elements. So I've been kind of playing around with burning the paper, or making marks with smoke, or making marks with like my entire body, or, you know, bringing in different types of liquids, you know, and playing around with those. I'm working on kind of a newer body of work right now, and I'm kind of in a place where I'm really playful with what I'm doing. So the language hasn't quite matched up with the work itself.
How do you rehearse, or when you are practicing, are you trying to mimic something very specific, or are you just trying to get to a certain place and let whatever happen? How do you manage the preparation for your performance?
Mm-hmm. I actually have never rehearsed in any of my projects. I really kind of back to that vulnerability word. I really like to kind of position myself in a certain moment and kind of let whatever happens happen. So there's a whole lot of conversation that goes on beforehand. And that's the really exciting part, is that conversation that leads up to it. And then, but I do think that in the performance itself, it's really important to me that that is kind of its own experience. And I think that, or I hope that that can be felt also between, you know, the audience as well, is that it's a very present moment.
How has your relationship with your body evolved as you've evolved as an artist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like that question, because I've thought a lot about it. I had really never even heard about performance art until this one art history class, and it really just kind of hit me over the head to consider the body as, you know, the medium and how you express, you know, an idea. Yes, I have definitely, I'm kind of always considering my body in the place that it's in, and, you know, its relationship to everything else. I'm curious about dance, and I've, you know, explored it just mostly out of curiosity and almost like research. I've done workshops and classes as an adult, just to get a better understanding of, you know, what is capable. But yes, I really like to consider what my body is saying at all times.
As an artist and one who is focused on using her body and using space, mm-hmm. your body and space, what spaces really inspire you?
Really big open spaces. I'm really drawn to, kind of back to the dance world, I'm really drawn to the places that they choose, like these big, wide open spaces where there's nothing, you know, nothing in between. I took a road trip across the country. I think it's been a year now. And that was really powerful for me to feel that space. I moved around a lot as a kid, but our family didn't ever travel much. So that trip was really big, and to feel the distance between this side of the country, and I went all the way to the West Coast, felt really big to me. And I think that my work has been impacted ever since.
Speaking about your career here in Atlanta, what are your thoughts on how you fit into the cultural community here?
Mm-hmm. I think that Atlanta has been incredibly welcoming of collaboration, and that's felt really important to me. It feels almost like a family. Like, I've had a great experience with, you know, finding someone. I love their work. I love what they're doing. And I introduce myself, and then I'm working with them the next day. It's been really great in that way. And it also feels like there's a lot of curiosity here, which is really great for me. I like exploring a lot of different topics. So in that way, I feel like anything is possible.
You talked about your trip across the country and what that did for you. And that makes me wonder about other decisions that you've made. So if you could think about maybe one or two really big decisions that impacted you as an artist and maybe even as a person, what would a couple of those decisions be?
Well, speaking on specific projects, in my 2D work, I really had, as soon as I got back from that trip, this body of work kind of exploded out of me, and it was, I was really interested, like I said, in that space and how, so much wide open nothingness felt, so engulfing. And so that was the first time that I kind of felt the need to use my entire body to make a drawing. So, you know, I bought this giant piece of paper as big as my living room floor and kind of crawled around on the paper and let that kind of feeling come out. And there was also a sense of calmness that I took with me for sure, that I think came out in a performance, an overnight performance that I did with Jared Kelly for our collaborative team, Queer Czar, where we invited people to stay in the gallery overnight, and our goal was to relax them. So we brought in different elements to make that happen.
When do you know that you've grown as an artist?
Mm-hmm. I think it has a lot to do maybe with, in terms of performance, I think it has a lot to do with a certain confidence maybe. Almost being comfortable and okay with the fact that I don't have the answers and I probably never will. And this whole process is just my way of figuring out, well, not even just the answers, but sometimes the questions, kind of figuring that out as I go. And that's kind of the fun of it, and just being comfortable with that. I think that's kind of big for me. I think that it took me a while to get there and be okay with that.
Erin Palovic, let all of our listeners know how they can find out more about you and everything you're working on.
Sure. I would be happy to get personal emails at epalovic@gmail.com. And my website is erinpalovic.com.
Erin, thank you.
Thank you.